Welcome to an all-new episode of SJHL Insider on both YouTube, Apple, Spotify, you name it. Wherever you get your podcasts, thank you so much for tuning in. Another busy episode of SJHL Insider. We got lots to get into, a couple of games to recap this week. We're going to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Melfort Mustangs, Ben Tompkins, get his thoughts on the start of the year for the Melfort Mustangs, who have had an up-and-down start to the year. A really good start. It's been about 500 since, but we'll talk about that with him and much, much more. Showcase just around the corner. But before we get into all that, we got to give a big shout out to all of our great sponsors in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. First and foremost, UPL, our presenting sponsor of SJHL Insider, SJHL Weekly, all of our shows, as well as Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Great Western Nutrient, RBC Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGU, SGI. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for your support. Without your support, these shows would not be possible. Clark's here too. Hi, Clark.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Who's guys? It's just me.
All of our fan base. Oh. I'm saying hello to all of the listeners and viewers.
I see.
Yeah. So just in general, hey, guys. And our wonderful staff in the back as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just curious. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll let you get into your segment. You can throw to your favorite segment of the show.
Yeah, let's get right into it because honestly, we do have quite a bit to get into today. So let's hit off the hat trick.
All right, let's get right into it and let's go. We always start with the very first thing is always our recap for the hat trick. So let's get right into it. Let's go to Tuesday. There was one game the week started off in the SJHL on Tuesday. Doug Johnson's return to the cage in Nipawin, and it was the Nipawin Hawks with a 4-2 win over the Melville Millionaires. Then on Wednesday, a pair of games, also known as yesterday, both Viterra Division teams picked up 3-2 overtime wins on the road. Weyburn 3-2 over Kindersley in overtime, Yorkton 3-2 win in overtime over Notre Dame, and of course, all of our lookbacks are presented by our good friends at Sask Lotteries. Last night was a great night of hockey. If you watched either of those games between the Weyburn Red Wings, Kindersley Clippers, and Yorkton Terriers, Notre Dame Hounds, back and forth games, obviously, all four teams ended up getting points, but it was the road teams coming out on top. And I want to start with Weyburn and Kindersley, to be honest with you, Clark, because Weyburn, they had about 10 days off. They come back, very busy stretch, and they get a big 2 points on the road against Kindersley.
Yeah, big 2 points. And like you said, for both Viterra teams, division teams, I should say, you know, some nice wins. And we'll get to that with Yorkton, too, in a sec. But, you know, Weyburn, you always get that argument whether time off is a good thing or not. The timing gets thrown off, but you're healthy. There's that, you know, trade-off. You're fresh, hopefully. And, you know, it's a good game. Apparently, there was a little bit of controversy, but we won't get into that.
Well, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, a great great night for Weyburn. Kindersley, ton of shots. They were peppering Weyburn with shots, but Weyburn was able to hold them off and get the big win in overtime.
Yeah, and Kindersley continues. That's three games in a row with points, so good to see the Clippers get a big point. And I'll just tell you, like on the other side of it, like you mentioned, good to see the Yorkton Terriers also bouncing back after a really tough road trip. Two losses to Balfour, a loss to Kindersley, and I think I said it in SJHL game day yesterday, they allowed 24 goals in a three-game stretch. Mm-hmm. A much better defensive effort yesterday against the Notre Dame Hounds, earning a 3-2 win.
Yeah, and I think if you look in the standings just in the last 10 games, I don't think there's a team in the league that needed a win more than Yorkton last night. Yeah. Yorkton's 2-7-0-1 in their last 10. So that win, I'm sure, felt real nice for the fellas. So especially an overtime, hard-fought win, you know, to get that win, kind of get back into that column after having a rough stretch, like you mentioned. Probably felt really good for the boys, so big boost for them.
Yeah, and the same can be said for the win for Nipawin on Tuesday, because they had lost the home and home with the Humboldt Broncos. They had been struggling a little bit as of late. They're 4-6 in their last 10, but a big 2 points at home over Melville, and ahead of a big weekend for Nipawin. We'll get to that obviously later on the show, because they have three home games before they go to the SJHL showcase, but a big win for Nipawin as well. All right, let's move on to point two of the hat trick. It's essentially our news notes, and we're going to look at the standings as well. Let's start with, I think it was on Tuesday, the big news of another Direct West commitment and another NCAA Division I commitment, and that being Carson Olson of the Balfour's North Stars. So a big congratulations to Carson on his commitments. Obviously, that's the second or third Division I commitment, second Division I commitment early on during the season. Of course, Ronan Buckberger committed in the offseason, but that makes it about 7-8 players with NCAA Division I commitments playing right now in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. I haven't seen Carson play yet live, and I'm really excited to see him play live at the SJHL Showcase, but well-deserved because he's off to a great start with the North Stars.
Yeah, huge start. I mean, we talked about him, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? We talked about the rookie leading scorers. I think it was last week. And, you know, he's right up there among the top rookies in the league, and not only that, but we talked about how Battleford's had some opportunities for some young guys, and he's stepped right in, and he's made a huge impact so far with that team. So well-deserved, like you said, Jeremy, and, you know, can't wait to see maybe who's next in terms of the commitments that we, you know, anticipate are still to come.
Yeah, and I think when we had Tanner Gold on SJHL Weekly 2 weeks ago, and when he, the captain of the North Stars and a three-year veteran of the SJHL, spoke as highly as he did about Carson Olson, mm-hmm. who is about almost a point per game player in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League as a 17-year-old. If your teammate and your pairing mate says that about you, obviously you're doing something pretty well and it's pretty special. So a big congratulations going to Carson on committing to University of UMass Lowell. And we'll see. Obviously, next week's a big week when it comes to the SJHL Showcase. I'm sure if Carson hadn't committed prior to that, he would have committed right away probably after that, but we'll get into that later on in the show. Another thing we need to touch on quickly, I mean, there was a small trade earlier on this week. Weyburn traded Max Henderson, 20-year-old, to LaRange for a PDF, so a nice little addition for the LaRange Ice Wolves. Of course, with LaRange right now, obviously, they are struggling a little bit in the SJHL standings, and that's kind of the final point of the news and notes segment that we're going to get into. So let's pull up the SJHL standings going into this weekend. And as you can see, it's tight. It's tight. I mean, Flin Flon and Humboldt have climbed up to get a nice early lead in the standings, I would say, with their records. But then even 3 through 8, only separated by 5 points. It's pretty incredible that we are, what, a month and a half into this young season, Clark, and we're seeing how close the standings are, and really nobody has fallen out of the race, because even when you look at the Notre Dame Hounds, who currently sit in 12th, I mean, they're only 5 points out of a playoff spot.
Yeah, I think we're still definitely, we talked about this a couple weeks ago when we looked at the standings, I think, but we're still definitely in the territory of one really good week could still change a lot for several teams, or one really bad week at the same time, the other way. And, you know, you're seeing, like you said, those top two teams are really, they're 1 and 2 in the country right now, from, you know, in terms of the CJHL power rankings. So, like, they're
top
definitely
20 ranking.
The top 20, thank you, yeah. So they're definitely putting their stamp on the league, and we've seen that time and time again. And you kind of mentioned earlier in the show, like, and we'll get into this with Ben, of course, as well with our next segment here, but, you know, Melfort got off to such a great start, and I think they're 4-5-0-1 in their last 10, if I'm not mistaken. Battleford's has been red hot, so look for them to keep climbing. You know, Weyburn got the win last night. Melville's been so, you know, good and solid throughout the season so far, and so it's a really great battle, and I can't wait, like, these next few weeks of how these shifts may or may not happen. I'm just really curious because there's a lot of storylines there in terms of these teams that are, you know, changing positions weekly, on a weekly basis.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how it, you know, I think that's one of the things I like about the SJHL showcases, where you know if you haven't seen a couple of teams, especially live, because you can watch. Prime example, I watch a lot of the SJHL games on Flow Hockey. If you don't have Flow Hockey, get your subscription now. It's great. However, with that being said, there's a difference between seeing a team live and seeing a team play on Flow Hockey, because you'll notice things a lot more. So that's where the showcase comes in handy, because you get to see all 12 teams live. They each play twice, and you can kind of get better grasp of each team as a result. Like, I think live, I've only seen about 6 or 7 teams right now early on this season. I'm excited to see a few others live this season. And that's where I think the play over the course of the next month and a half before I know, hard to believe, but Christmas is just around the corner. We'll see if anybody potentially falls off or if there's a bit more separation near the top of the standings. So that's your look at the SJHL standings going into this weekend before the SJHL showcase, eight games before the showcase between Friday and Saturday. And the final point of the hat trick, we did it a couple of weeks ago, but we are going to do the Tourism Saskatchewan weekend road trip. And I think we have a graphic this time. Yay!
Hey, look at that.
We just need Commissioner Kyle McIntyre animated.
That look, I was going to say, that looks like Kyle's driving. He's all over the road. He's going to give me an earful for that one later.
Well, yeah, he just drifted over the center line.
He's all over
the
road.
He was playing Pac-Man there, yeah. Eating up the center line.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so...
A little bit more like Frogger going lane to lane, you know, going side to side.
Well, that's, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit of both.
Anyways.
The 80s arcade.
First and foremost, as you can see, guys, can we show a one shot on Clark? There we go. As you can see on Clark's lapel, there is the poppy. Of course, Remembrance Day is on Saturday. Wherever you may be across our beautiful province or across the country, there will be Remembrance Day ceremonies, services on Saturday. So the best way I would recommend, if you want to know details about each Remembrance Day service when it comes to your community, is check in with your local legion or somewhere in your community, and you can find the exact details if you would like to attend a Remembrance Day ceremony wherever you may be here in Saskatchewan. Clark, another point I had that I found when I was doing my research for the weekend road trip. I don't know if you remember this, but when we went down to Estevan a couple of weeks ago, do you remember something that they brought up with us? An event taking place in Estevan?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
We were talking to Aaron Wilson.
Oh my gosh,
who works
might
for the
remember,
building,
actually.
And there is a concert coming up.
And guess what?
Is it this weekend?
It's tomorrow.
It's
Get Trooper. There.
It's going to be a good one.
It's Trooper.
I was excited to hear her tell me the news.
Trooper featuring Sass Jordan and the Northern Pike. So if you're in the Estevan,
yes.
Actually, that's a great concert for Southeast Saskatchewan.
It will be a lot of fun.
The Estevan Bruins getting kicked out of the building. Actually, they have a game in Melville, so that's fitting. I'm curious how the ice will be on Saturday for the rematch, but I digress.
They do a good job in that building. It'll be all right.
They do. And it should be a great concert as well. And finally, of course, the SJHL Showcase. SJHL Showcase is, it's past the weekend. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's the schedule.
Look at it in all of its
glory.
Wow.
And it starts on Monday. The first game between the Weyburn Red Wings and the Flin Flon Bombers. Puck drop is at 4:30. All the games can be watched on Flow Hockey, and then there'll also be like radio broadcasts for each team as well. But if you are in the Warman area, it is going to be a great 4 days of hockey. So be sure to come on out, watch your favorite team, watch some of the other teams that maybe you want to keep an eye on. It's going to be a lot of fun, and they always do a great job in Warman playing host to the event. We're going to talk about it a little bit coming up later on in the show, but exciting time. I am definitely glad that they moved the showcase to November rather than having it right at the beginning of the season for a number of reasons, but we can talk about that later because our guest for today's show has logged in, and that is the play-by-play voice of the Melfort Mustangs, Ben Tompkins. There he is. He's in his, I think he's in his newsroom in Melfort. Ben, how are we doing?
Good. Yes, I am in my newsroom here in Melfort. No, it's good. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Good. Are you working hard?
Not right now.
Okay, perfect. We caught you at a good time then. before we get into the team you cover, the Melfort Mustangs, I want to ask you, it's your first year doing play-by-play in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. How has it been so far?
It's been great. I love being with the boys, going on road trips. Obviously, I was at every home game the past 2 years because I've been in Melfort since August of 2021. Road games, a lot more fun. Obviously, the bus rides, seeing all the different teams, talking to all the different coaches, seeing the arenas. That's been a fun interesting experience. Obviously, some are a bit older than others and got a bit more culture per se. But no, it's been great to be able to kind of stay with the team, learn them, learn the other teams, and just call every game for the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League team. It's been a great experience. That's why I came to Melford in the first place, and the opportunity came up in the summer, and now it's a lot more interesting winter for me, for sure.
It keeps you a lot busier, hey?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's weekends aren't as relaxing, but they're a lot more fun.
It keeps you out of trouble. That's the most important thing.
Well, not a lot of trouble to get into Melford, but fair enough.
Fair enough. All right, let's talk about the team that you covered, the Melford Mustangs. Obviously, the team got off to such a hot start at the beginning of the season, but as of late, cooled off a little bit. 4-5, 1-0. I mean, I was in Melford last week. Played a good hockey game against the Estevan Bruins, but just fell short. What have you seen, I guess, so far this season from the Mustangs?
I mean, you kind of just said it, right? Obviously, a hot start, 7-0. We obviously saw the talent this team has, but I think the thing that separated us is not only were we showcasing our talent, but we were actually outworking and outplaying the other team. So it didn't really matter if we had the talent or not, because we were playing better than our opponents. Obviously, that's not happened as much of late, and I don't want to blame injuries, but the last game we played was last Thursday in Flint Bon, and we had 7 starters out, and we were in a back and forth game in one of the hardest places to play in the league, and we lost by 1 there late in the third to the number ranked team in the CJHL. So I think we're taking a turn. We just got a week off here, and we play tomorrow, so the boys seem rested. I talked to our captain earlier today, actually. Seem rested, seem ready to play, seem healthy, and I think heading into the showcase here, we're going to see a lot closer of a team than we saw at the start of the year.
For sure. I want to ask you about a couple of players on the Mustangs. One to start with is Ryan Duguay, 14 goals, 15 games. I mean, he's had a superb start to the year. He's already got more goals than he did all of last year for the Melford Mustangs. Just how good has he been, and how much have you seen his game grow from last year to this year?
I mean, obviously a lot. You mentioned he's already passed his numbers in last season. I think the big thing is, you know, he came halfway through the year last year, so you're always going to get that kind of, you know, learning the systems, learning the group. But top line of him, Hutchinson, and Summers has been fantastic. He hasn't had Summers and Hutchinson for a lot of those games, but clearly his goal-scoring ability is fantastic. His shot looks like one of the best in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, and you know, for me, he reminds me of kind of an Evgeny Malkin type player, where he's super strong on the puck. He can, you know, work off 2-3 guys in the offensive zone and not really look like he's trying. He's just kind of fending them off and slowly looking for that spot to shoot and bury one past. And yeah, I mean, he's been fantastic on the power play. He's been, you know, Chase Friedmore, he's been our kind of right-handed slap shot from the point, and then Duguay will kind of set up at that circle reverse of an Alex Ovechkin type guy, and he's burying him, he's wiring him past, he's getting first line minutes and more, and he's clearly improved.
Well, you mentioned Chase Friedmore, so I was going to bring him up as well, and the one thing I think for Melford going into this season was the blue line looked solid, and then they add Chase Friedmore. Just A, how good has this guy been? And then B, obviously, how much you look at this blue line as a whole when it comes to the depth, just what more does he add? Because the blue line already looked great to start this season. Then you add Chase Friedmore, and now it's one of the best blue lines in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League.
Yeah, I think the addition of him solidified our top defensive pairing. Obviously, we had guys like Kevin Minock, Hayden Tuba, Leighton Hallein, who were three of our, you know, top four defensemen last year. Obviously, they aged out. So we knew Olsson was going to be on that top line. We knew he was going to be our captain. It was just who was going to join him. And picking up Friedmore, another 20-year-old, a guy with WHL experience, has been fantastic, where we can run those guys out, you know, 20, 30 minutes a game if we need to in penalty kill, power play, regular situations, and just kind of gives those guys, you know, a Nolan Roberts who's new, a Ty Thornton who's made tremendous strides, you know, a Cam Imai who's been with the group for a couple of years, just not that pressure of having to be a number one pairing, just kind of being in the role, a second, third pairing. And we've received tremendous depth, a Cole Unger, a Bo Eisner, you know, didn't look, I'd say, fantastic at the start of the year. They were, you know, a little small, you know, maybe a little nervous with the puck, but they've taken tremendous strides, just getting ice time and being, you know, more decisive, more strong in the puck and being physical. So I think just having Friedmore and Olofsson, it just lets the rest of our team do what they're capable of and do it at a high level.
And of course, the Mustangs are competing once again in this top Sherwood division. And there's never an easy year in the Sherwood division, even when teams are struggling. What do you make of the Sherwood division this year? Obviously, you touched on earlier, the Flin Flon Bombers are off to such a great start. Number one ranked team in the CGHL. But then you have the Nipawin Hawks, who the Melfort Mustangs are going to see this weekend. LaRonche has had its ups and downs this weekend. What do you make of the Sherwood division this year?
I think, as always, it's the most physical division. You know, you look at places like the Mel, the Cage, and the Forum. They're, you know, smaller ice surfaces, and they're, you know, tough in the corner. So we're always aware of that. We always have that. Obviously, Flin Flon, they've been to back-to-back SJHL finals for a reason, and I hate to say it, I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to their third consecutive. But yeah, I think, you know, Nipawin, I think they're better than they are last year. Their record may not show that, but obviously Tad Kozin kind of being with them now for the last year and a half, I think they're, you know, primed for better results after the, you know, Doug Johnson leaving there a couple of years ago. They're always tough to play. They're always obviously one of the best rivals for us, and I think in all of Canadian junior hockey, us and them. So they're always tough. Yeah, LaRonche, they're obviously losing Dawson Smith, I think, hurt them last year. To me, I think he was the best goaltender last year. He might not have had the best stats, but if I'm looking at pure goaltending, I think he was tops in the league. So losing him, they don't have a lot of, you know, experience, so they're going to be probably a bottom four team, but they're always, you know, they're going to play physical. Kaminsky's a great coach, so he'll get the most out of that group that he can. And while Nipawin, you know, isn't maybe off to a great start, I think they have the firepower to compete with the highest, you know, teams, and they might make some mistakes here and there because they're still young, but it's not an easy division, and I think, you know, anyone can win on any given night. It's just going to be the level of consistency that they can do that at.
And the Mustangs are going to play two of those Sherwood division teams this weekend, hosting LaRonche Friday and Nipawin on Saturday. But aside from looking at this weekend, Ben, I actually want to ask you personally, not about regarding the team, but this coming week or next week is the SJHL Showcase, Monday through Thursday. How excited are you to attend your first SJHL Showcase?
Fantastic. Yeah, I'd obviously never kind of been to one because Matt was covering the team and we obviously didn't radio broadcast those games, but luckily enough got invited by the commish to, you know, call and be the color for a couple games. Worked it out with my work where I can cover the teams that we cover. So yeah, no, it'll be an awesome time. I think for me it'll be fun to be able to, you know, see all the teams that I haven't seen and just see them all at once, see where they differ and really get a comparison versus, you know, seeing them kind of once or twice a week or whatever. It'll be great to, you know, go down to Warman. I've never been down to that rink, obviously being with the other broadcasters. But yeah, it'll be fun, and it'll be kind of weird because obviously normally following SJHL hockey, I'm really only focused on the Mustangs, but I'll get to focus on every team when I'm down there.
It's going to be a great event, Ben, and great job so far this year, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week in Warman.
Yeah, no, sounds good. Always appreciate the time, and thanks for having me on.
That is the play-by-play voice of the Melfort Mustangs, Ben Tompkins, joining us after, like I mentioned, an up-and-down kind of start to the year for the Melfort Mustangs so far this year. This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home. All right, before we look ahead to the weekend, Clark and I are going to play a little game that I came up with.
I'm nervous.
I don't know why you should be. It's just a game. It's just fun.
Games make me nervous. In a good way.
Okay. It's over under. Yep. I'm going to give you a topic. I'm going to give you a line. It's simple. And it's going to be over or under.
Okay.
And it's Showcase edition.
Ooh.
So it's all Showcase related.
Yep.
Some are fun. Some are serious. Two are serious and two are fun.
Four total. Got it.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can add 2 plus 2.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
All right. First question.
Yeah.
The amount of games at the SJHL Showcase that go to overtime.
Mm.
The line is 1.5.
Oh, okay.
There's 12 games.
Yeah. I'm going to go over on that one. Okay. I'm just going to take the odds. I'm going to take the field. You know how they, you know, sometimes you go like, who's going to win the Masters? Mm-hmm. One guy, or the field. And you always take the field because chances are. But I'll go with over on 1.5.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the games have been so close this year in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. I think over is... I mean, I don't think there's a wrong answer.
Yeah.
I was just going to double check last year, because I think last year there was only one.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to quickly double check. But I think that's a safe...
And you know, one other thing, too. You mentioned how it got pushed now to November, right? And, you know, in September... Or earlier in the season, I guess, whenever it's been in the past, you know, the hockey is a little bit more wide open because the teams aren't as solidified and it's still early in the year. So structures aren't in place yet. And now that structures are in place and it's a little bit deeper into the season, I expect the hockey to be a little bit maybe tighter than it is in other years.
And I was correct.
Only one
game last year went to overtime.
Yeah.
And that was when Flin Flon beat Melville 5-4.
Ooh, yes.
In overtime. Okay. So next one. This one's a tricky one. I'll say this first and foremost. Making the line for this one was nearly impossible.
Okay.
I probably bounced between 3 or 4 numbers.
Okay.
Commitments following the SJHL Showcase before Christmas.
Okay. So
I set the line, and this might be high, this might be low. I don't know. I set the line at 4.5.
Ooh. Now, do you have the numbers on how many were in a month and a half or 2 month span from last year?
But you have to remember, last year the showcase was in September.
And, yeah, that's
and
what I mean.
If you've been around the junior hockey, like, yeah, you know that there's usually not many commitments in September and October.
Right.
So I don't know if that's a fair assessment.
Good point. I'm going to go, just because I'm an optimist and I love how many young, talented players are in the league this year, I'm going to go over. I'm going to say over.
The line might be high just based off the time of the year.
Yeah.
But I believe in the talent.
Yeah, I agree.
I believe in the talent.
I'm going to go over. I think there's
and
enough.
And it's just any commitment.
Right.
It doesn't have to be NCAA Division I. Just any commitment following showcase between end of showcase to Christmas. So that's just a little bit over a month.
Yeah.
So I would...
5.5 weeks or so.
Yeah. So 4.5. You're saying over?
I'm going to say over.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fair one.
I like it.
All right. Those are the two serious ones.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for the fun ones?
Yep.
How many ceremonial puck drops will SJHL Commissioner Kyle MacIntyre be a part of? The line is 4.5.
I'm going to be an optimist on this one. I'm going to say over. I think he's going to do all 12. Get out there, Kyle. You know,
I think the line might be low. Because I feel like last year he was a part of at least half of them.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's great. Is Jacob going to be doing some of them maybe? Because I think he did a couple last year, right, Jacob?
Wow, yeah.
I'm
Jacob just
over.
Picks and chooses what he wants to,
yeah,
wants I'm to say, do for ceremonial.
Commissioner
drops.
Kyle, get out there. Get out there for all 12. You know you want to. He loves it.
All right. Final one. This one's also a fun one. For people that have been to Warman, to the rink in Warman, you will know that there is a smoothie establishment in your rink.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you this question, Clark.
Over.
You haven't heard the question, nor the line. How many smoothies does Jer crush over the course of the 4 days of the SJHL Showcase?
Yeah.
Background, I am a big smoothie guy.
Yeah.
The line is
BSG.
7.5.
7.5 in 4 days.
7.5.
You know what? I'm going to go conservative on this and go under.
Okay, before you
Clark, before
you answer, I want to point out, actually, I just got told in my ear that somebody said people in the back say over. I actually, when I asked that question, I could hear the screaming from the back. So you didn't have to tell me in my headphones.
I'm going to ask you to quiet down back there, okay?
But thanks, guys. So you're going to say under.
I'm going to go under, yeah. I'm going to say that you're going to just miss out on, like, you're going to get, like, 6. Wait, you said line 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to, like, 7, and then you'll just run out of time. I think that's where we're going to be
at. I'll run out of time.
Yeah, like it'll be like the last day you'll get one, and then you'll forget before you leave.
That's
and then,
true. I'm usually very busy.
Yeah. So I'm going to say you're going to get busy on the last day. You'll hit your 7, and then you're going to forget about the over-under, forget to get your number 8. So I'm going to say you're going to go under,
okay,
but
so
like
what,
barely.
Okay, what if... Maybe we're looking too much into this.
I don't think so. This is
but
a very
maybe,
important aspect of the
but,
event.
Okay, what if I said to you, what if I also included Sunday afternoon, because I'll be there to help our IKS crew set up. So I will be making an appearance at a
day.
Well, not even. I wouldn't even call it I'd barely call it a half day.
I think you step foot in that building, it's a day. So I think that counts as a fifth day.
Sure. But so, I mean, I don't know if I'm crushing multiple.
No, but you might get that one that you wouldn't have gotten on the Thursday is what I'm saying. So this could affect a lot. I'm going to say if you count Sunday, we'll go over. But otherwise, under. And it's just going to be just on the edge. Like, okay. I'm talking 7 and or 8 here. So it's going to be right around that ballpark.
Well, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know. How many smoothies?
This is
Do
big.
You know what? And you know what? We'll do a live count throughout the week.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Twitter. Yeah. @JeremyCorrigan.
I hope so.
I'll keep a live count going of the smoothie count.
Yeah.
We got to find out how many.
From the smoothie
establishment. Honestly, I might just live off smoothies for 4 days.
You know, I have heard some rumors of some meals being provided, but I will hold my tongue until I see them in front of me.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's you.
Well, you're included in that. I think.
Know, but I'm going to, as a smoothie person,
yeah.
I probably might just live off smoothies.
You probably could, because said smoothie establishment fills their smoothies with nutrients. Mm-hmm. So I think you could probably do it.
Mm-hmm. I think I could.
I don't doubt you at all.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm in your corner.
All right. That's over or under. Might really, have to bring this back.
Really good.
The smoothies or the segment?
A combo of both.
Yeah, that's my good. Good answer.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's look at the 2 days before the SJHL showcase. Of course, showcase starts on Monday. You saw the schedule earlier, but we got 2 days of games to look at before. So let's start with Friday. 5 games Friday. Yorkton visits Nipwin. They look to try and, both teams really looking to try and build off their wins earlier this week. Estevan and Melville, first half of a home and home. LaRange is in Melfort to take on the Mustangs. Kindersley plays host to Humboldt, and Weyburn will visit the Battlefords, who's on a 4-game winning streak. Then on Saturday, 3 more games. It's the Nipwin Hawks playing host to the Melfort Mustangs. That rivalry is one of the best in the SJHL. Melville and Estevan, second half of that home and home again. Day after Trooper, should be a barn burner.
Mm-hmm.
And Weyburn and Battlefords for the second time in as many nights. Not as many games to look at for your game of the weekend.
Nope.
So, but here's what I'm going to do.
Let me talk about all 8?
No, absolutely not, because then we're going to be here all day. I'm going to get your game of the weekend, but then I'm also going to get your game of the showcase.
Love it.
So let's start with your game of the weekend between Friday and Saturday.
Cut and dry, black and white. I'm going with Humboldt at Kindersley on Friday. Here's the reason why. Humboldt hasn't lost a game in regulation yet. And
yes.
Kindersley is coming off that his overtime loss to Yorkton. Am I correct in saying that?
No.
Weyburn. Am I correct
in saying that? It was literally yesterday, Clark.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Weyburn.
Yes.
Yes. And I just have a feeling, you know, we
thought you were supposed to be an insider.
You're right. I've let everybody down, and I apologize.
I'm giving you a hard time.
I know.
I'm on my fourth coffee.
I deserve
today,
it.
Guys.
Yeah. I haven't had enough smoothies from Smoothie Establishment, so.
Yeah, we'll yeah. By the way, I just want to point out, it's a well-known smoothie establishment.
Yeah.
I'm just not saying it because #NoFreeAds.
Hashtag not a sponsor.
With that being said, if you'd like to sponsor me or the SJHL, contact Jacob Faith, but if you just want to sponsor me, contact me.
I have a feeling that Smoothie Establishment is listening, and they should probably get on this.
I'm going to cut it, and I'm going to send it to them.
Yeah, directly.
Anyways, your game of the week.
So, again, Kindersley's coming off that overtime loss. They're going to have a sour taste in their mouth after that, and they're, you know, it's their last home game before the showcase.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to Captain Logan Linklater a couple weeks ago, and I just think, you know, on SJHL Weekly, I should say, and Tylan Hilbig was also involved, and I think that, you know, that's that group is hungry to make a push in the standings.
Yep.
And I would personally, no, nothing against Humboldt. Sorry, Rory, and everybody involved with the Broncos. But I would love to see Kindersley send off their fans as they go to the showcase with a big win against a big opponent. It's what should be a really good crowd on Friday night in Kindersley.
Well, and worth mentioning, Kindersley at the West Central Event Center this year, they played 7 games. They're 4-1-2.
Yeah.
They have one regulation loss, and that was to the Humboldt Broncos.
There you go.
So, yeah, and of course, Kindersley lost that home-and-home. That was only like 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago to the Humboldt Broncos. So they'll be looking for a little bit of revenge. I'm going to go with, again, doesn't matter which one when you get two teams playing the same time back-to-back. Weyburn-Battleford. Mm-hmm. Battleford's on a 4-game winning streak. Weyburn's coming off that win against Kindersley, but obviously they played each other in the playoffs last year. There's some history there. I mean, they just played each other, what was that, 2 weeks ago down in Weyburn twice?
Yeah.
So, and I want to see if Kian Bell's going to continue at this ridiculous pace offensively. And I want to see if Weyburn can somehow find a way to slow him down.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, there's a lot of, I think when you get those playoff rematches, the same way Rory was talking about between Nipwin and Humboldt this past weekend, like I want to see those playoff rematches. So for me, it's Weyburn Battleford. I think the ACC is going to be bumping. You know, Marty's going to be having a great time calling the game. Mm-hmm. Nick's going to be having a great time calling the game. And I'm sure those two teams will put on a good show for everyone. Like I mentioned, I want you to pick your game of the showcase. Guys, can we put up that graphic, the schedule graphic for the SJHL showcase? If you got it, that'd be great. Because there is 2 games Monday, 4 games Tuesday, 4 games Wednesday, 2 games Thursday. I put you on the spot. I didn't tell you about this before asking you to pick
the
game.
I was ready.
But I put up at least we put up the schedule so you could actually look at the schedule and take a peek at it. Do you have a game of the showcase that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm going to go with game number 1. I'm going to go with the event opener.
Okay.
Weyburn versus Flin Flon. I mean, it's Weyburn at Flin Flon, technically, but, you know, it's neutral ground, so it is what it is. But
Is it?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Also,
I had no idea.
Speaking of Weyburn, look at their schedule for the tournament or for the event. I keep calling it a tournament, but it's not really a tournament.
It's not a tournament.
The first and last game.
Well, to be fair, they have to play Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the only team that has to play Friday, Saturday, then get.
Right.
And at least they get Sunday off.
Yeah.
And then they play Monday.
Against Battleford's. The Thursday game, sorry, is against Battleford's, who they are going to play.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a busy
3 week. Times against Battleford's in a week. Oh, my gosh.
And also,
gosh.
Like, while Battleford's is as hot as they are, too.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't even notice that.
Good timing. They have a tough schedule, but Weyburn Flin Flon kicking off the tournament. I'm getting it. I called it a tournament. The event.
Stop. If you call it a tournament one more time, you owe me $5.
Okay. $5?
$5.
Or one smoothie from Smoothie Establishment.
Yes. That's more expensive.
It is more expensive.
So a smoothie from Smoothie Establishment at the Warman Arena.
But yeah, no, game one of the event for me, Weyburn versus Flin Flon. I just think, you know, Flin Flon is obviously is one of the biggest teams to watch in the country. And I really like how Weyburn's played this year and, you know, the goaltending and the defense that they have. I'm curious to just see how that kicks off the whole week.
Sure. Yeah, and you know what? To be fair, that game you just mentioned, that'll be Flin Flon's first game in about, I think, 10 or 11 days.
Oh, there you go.
So they'll be fresh.
Yeah.
But actually, that point you brought up when we were talking about Weyburn Kindersley, are they going to be rusty?
Right.
Time will tell.
Will timing be off?
Oh, this is a tough one, actually. Oh, all right. Which game do I want to pick?
Do you want to throw it back up?
No, it's fine. Oh, look at okay. That. Thanks, guys. Gosh.
There's approximately 11 other games that I could also pick for this.
Well, I'd hope so. Actually, I'm going to pick game 13. I'm going to take Flin Flon Estevan.
Yep.
Tuesday, the 7:30 game. We saw Flin Flon and Estevan play in Estevan near the beginning of the season when Flin Flon swept that 4-game and 5-night series.
Mm-hmm.
That was not Estevan's best game of the season, for sure. They've made some changes since then. Turner McMillan's now on the team. They've added a few other players. They're playing. They just finished sweeping their road trip. They're playing a lot better. I like to see the rematch between those two teams and see. Obviously, they have a huge rivalry, right?
The longest distance rivalry in the league.
And they meet in the middle. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. The other games, I just want to... This isn't... this isn't my game of the
So you're allowed to pick other games.
No, I just
but when I do it, I'm a
well,
big jerk.
If you let me finish my sentence, I'll tell you what I just wanted to make a point.
Yeah, fair enough.
One thing that's always interesting I find with this event is teams are usually playing at times they're not accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
So the three games for me that are I think I do keep a close eye on because I'm curious how the teams will come out and play are those 10:30 games.
Yeah.
Because it's think about it for these players. Like they're used to most of the time playing at either 7 or 7:30. Play a game at 10:30. I'd love to ask some of these players, when's the last time you played at 10:30 in the morning?
Yeah, probably when they were like 12.
Right?
Like,
you know, probably younger.
Younger even.
Like 10:30 is a very, like, and think about it. You're usually, for players at this level, you're usually showing up to the rink 2 hours before. So that's 8:30.
Yeah.
What time are you having a pregame meal at? 6:30? Probably 6:37.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, and it's got to be kind of light too. Like it's tough. Like it's a really tough schedule.
Well, and you know what makes it even tougher now? Because the showcase is pushed back. You're getting up and it's still dark.
Oh yeah, yeah. Getting up and it's dark.
Ridiculous. No.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is. But we got to, yeah. You know, it adds to the intrigue of the event.
It does. It does. I actually remember last year, me and Nooksy called the final 10:30 game of the event, and it was Melford and Battleford's.
Mm.
And it actually was a pretty good hockey game. And yeah. Battleford's won 2-0. The lone goal was a seeing eye shot from the blue line from the left point, and then the other goal was an empty netter, and it was a really good game.
I was going to say, when you mentioned when was the last time players have woken up at that early, there's a broadcast crew too, you know, that's also involved in this.
Yeah, I got a 10:30 game.
Yeah,
I got 10:30 game.
You got one under your belt.
Yeah, I got the Melfort Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
Anyways,
another little aspect of that too is even a lot of these teams practice in the afternoons for the most. Like I would say half and half. Some practice in the mornings. Some practice in the mornings, but like a good chunk probably don't practice until the afternoon. So even that is not on schedule. Yep. You know, so that's really interesting.
It's definitely something different for sure. Yeah. But we're all very excited for the SJHL showcase coming up Monday through Thursday. But of course, before that, there's still 8 games to be played. Before we go, got to give a big shout out to our sponsors once again, UPL for being our presenting sponsor in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League when it comes to our programs, SJHL Insider, SJHL Weekly, all that fun stuff. And also our big thanks to all of our other great sponsors, Borgo, Cantera Seats, Capital Automall, Great Western Nutrient, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thank you so much for your support. Without your support, these shows would not be possible. Lots happening over the course of the next week and a half in the SJHL, especially with the showcase. So to stay up to date with everything at the showcase and across the SJHL this year, make sure to follow us on all of our social medias. Like us on Facebook, follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's where you'll find all of our shows, highlights, you name it. And of course, if you want to watch any of the games, if you can't make it out to your local rink, get your Flow Hockey subscription now. It is worth the investment, especially with the showcase, because you're getting some pretty high quality broadcasting, if I do say so myself. So it's going to be a great event. But yes, follow us across all of our socials to stay up to date with everything in the SJHL, not just this coming week, but all season long. Clark, final thoughts before we go?
I can't wait to get to Warman. I mean, I'm not overlooking the weekend, of course, but I can't wait to get there. Mm. It's been years since I personally I have personally been to the showcase myself. And I'm really looking forward to getting back there because it's such a great environment and it's just hockey for 4 straight days.
Yeah.
Everyone's in the same mindset. And to be behind the scenes this year and doing some broadcasts, I'm really excited.
Sure. And the other thing I do need to mention is, prior to the first game on Monday at 4:30 between the Weyburn Red Wings and the Flin Flon Bombers, SJHL Weekly will be live at the SJHL Showcase with myself, Rory McGoran, and Jamie Neugebauer. It'll start at 1:15 normal time, and we'll still have an SJHL Weekly, but we'll essentially just preview the entire SJHL Showcase. We'll recap the weekend, of course, as well, but we'll also preview the SJHL Showcase and announce players of the week and all that fun stuff that you have come accustomed to with SJHL Weekly. When it comes to SJHL Insider next week, we don't know because we got two games on the Thursday and we probably won't film something. I might record a little audio podcast for Apple and Spotify. So if you want your SJHL insider fix, that's probably going to be the place to go. If not, there won't be an episode next week, but TBD.
There's so much going on, though. You'll get your fill, I think, you know, throughout the week. We'll have lots happening.
No, I think people just want to hear more of my voice.
It's true. I do.
Really?
Why not?
You work with me. That's surprising. Anyways.
I'm just trying that's to be
your
nice.
That's your update in the SJHL moving forward into this weekend, moving into next week. Busy, busy time, but a lot of fun. Thanks so much for tuning in this week to an all-new episode of SJHL Insider. For Clark Monroe, my name is Jeremy Corrigan. Enjoy the games this weekend, everyone, and also enjoy the SJHL Showcase. This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.